بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we explained the importance and the virtue of ذكر الله. Again, ponder over the greatness of Allah رب العزة and how sweet Allah Ta'ala's name is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for us so many bounties. And if we measure our obedience to the bounties that Allah has bestowed upon us, then we will realize how deficient we are in thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we measure Allah's kindness upon us despite our disobedience, then we can understand how generous and how kind Allah Ta'ala is. This is something we should all understand, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. Allah Ta'ala loves us. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. How will Allah gain in punishing you if you bring iman in Allah and you show gratitude to Allah Rabbul Izzat? When Musa alayhi salatu salam had asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that how should I be grateful to you, and when Musa alayhi salatu salam recounted or he then mentioned, O Allah, all the bounties I have is only from you, and that is when Allah ta'ala said, Al-an shakartani, now you have shown shukr to me. That means you have understood and realized that all these boons and favors and bounties, I am the source of all these things. I am the one who bestows these favors upon you. So again we reflect, it is such a beautiful night when people gather for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا قَعَدَ قَوْمٌ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ. In one riwayat it mentioned that when a group of people sit making the dhikr of Allah, and another riwayat, وَمَا اجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِنْ بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ يَتُّونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْرَهُمْ. When they sit and read and learn and teach the Qur'an to one another. So one riwayat mentioned this sit making the dhikr of Allah. إِلَّا نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ. Sakina, peace, tranquility descends upon them. وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. And the angels cover such a gathering. وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ. And mercy from Allah Ta'ala enshrouds this gathering. وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of these people to the gathering of the angels. Allah boasts to the angels about this gathering that is taking His name. So Allah Ta'ala has given us the opportunity once again, despite us being tired and weak, but we are sitting again solely for the pleasure of Allah. Our intention must be clear. Not to show any person, or not because we are sitting for itikaf and therefore we are sitting, you know. Solely for the pleasure of Allah. Allah must be pleased with us. But one subhanallah, it fills the scale. One alhamdulillah, it fills the vacuum between the skies and the earth. This is the value of just one subhanallah. And one tree is planted for you in Jannah. Kalimatani habibatani ila Rahman. Two words are most beloved to Allah. Khafifatani ala lisan. Thaqilatani fil mizan. Light on the tongue, heavy on the scales. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah al-azim. We ask for wazifas. These are the wazifas taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read these dhikrullah, read these tasbihat during the day. Take the tasbih, especially those making itikaf. Sometimes very engaged in tahajjud. I said that's the most important Quran and tahajjud salat and dua, tawbah, istighfar. And other times take the tasbih and make dhikr of Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah bihamdi, wa subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Or the fourth kalima, or the kalima la ilaha illallah. It's extremely powerful. You know, the hadith of Rasulullah is mentioned on the day of Qiyamah, a person will come with only bad deeds. 99 registers of only bad deeds recorded against him. And obviously this person will feel he's doomed now. He's got nothing, no good deed at all. And suddenly Allah Ta'ala will produce a small piece of paper, a note, bitaqa. So he will actually ask Allah, what is this going to do? One small note compared to 99 registers of bad deeds. And Allah will show him this one piece of paper, note, bitaqa, is placed on the scales, and it will outweigh the 99 registers of bad deeds. What is in this paper? The kalima la ilaha illallah. So powerful, so valuable. Allah has given us iman. Make shukr to Allah every single day. And that is why we must read the dua, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma. Allah, do not deviate our hearts after you have given us hidayat. You have given us guidance. Let us stay on sirat al-mustaqim. Innaka antal wahhab. You are the bestower of all good. Hab lana min ladunka rahma. Grant us mercy from you. That is what we are all seeking. The mercy of Allah. So these are the dhikr al-tasbihat. Wal-baqiyat al-salihat in the Quran. The 15 Jews ulama have explained in detail. What is wal-baqiyat al-salihat? Khayrun inda rabbik. It is better for you in the eyes of your Rabb. Wal-baqiyat al-salihat. Many of the mufassirin say, it is dhikrullah, the tasbihat, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Just taking the name Allah, Allah. In the word Allah, there is so much of sweetness, so much of sweetness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was returning on expedition and he was resting, and all the sahaba had taken rest under different trees, and Rasulullah was sleeping alone under one tree, and he had his sword hung on the branch, and suddenly the enemy comes and awakens Rasulullah ﷺ and unsheathes the sword and asks him, "May yamna'uka minni?" Who's going to save your life from me? What did Rasulullah ﷺ say? All he said, "Allah, Allah." Can you imagine the power that came out from the lips and the heart of Rasulullah ﷺ? Ismul Jalala, the name Allah, and the enemy began to quiver and shake at the sword. Falls off his hand, and then Rasulullah takes the sword and asks him the same question, who's going to save you now? She says, Kun khaira akhidin, please be a person who spare my life, be kind, be compassionate. And Rasulullah spares his life. Rasulullah lets him go free, and he goes to his people and he says, Jitu min indi khairin nas, I have just come to you from the best of mankind. So we have la ilaha illallah. We make la ilaha illallah again, nafi and isbat, which the mashayikh have taught us, so that we reflect on the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our tongue will be moist with the dhikr of Allah. We're driving in our cars. Instead of listening to music and listening to haram, take the name of Allah. Talk to Allah. Talk to Allah. Get into the habit of dua. Get into the habit of making dhikrullah. Be in communion with Allah. We spend all our time busy with the WhatsApp and social media and chatting. Talk to Allah. Allah wants us to talk to Him. He's prepared to give us what we want. Allah likes that we take His name. Allah wants us to take His name. That is why Allah said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkuru Allah dhikran kathira. Allah says, Fadhkuruni. You remember me, you take my name. Adhkurkum. I will remember you. Allah remembering us. Are we so deserving that Allah must remember us? Despite us being so weak and feeble and disobedient, Allah has given us, you know, our tongues the entire day. We only use it for evil. But Allah has given us these napak tongues, as we say, of ours. Allah has given us a chance to take His Mubarak name. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to become true dhakirin and shakirin.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله، 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه، الله 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 رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
We'll have a short dua tonight. And after that we should try and engage in tahajjud salat, especially those sitting for i'tikaf, nafil and sunnat. As I mentioned these last nights, engage in tahajjud salat and Quran Sharif recitation, and of course you can rest also. The important thing is try to inculcate in ourselves khushu, concentration in our salat, and start enjoying the sajda that we're making. When you're saying ruku, subhana rabbi al-azim, in sajda, subhana rabbi al-ala, we're glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the word we are saying, subhana rabbi, rabbi, my rabb. So you're talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our ruku and sajda should not just be slapdash and just hurry and hasten. No, do it properly and enjoy your ruku. In sajda, the du'as, we know the masnoon du'as, recite and beg from Allah. Ya hayyu ya qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghith. Talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because read the masnoon du'as, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina adhab al-nar. It's a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our du'as. So try and improve our salat, inshallah, during the day tomorrow, especially for those making itikaf. You will have some ta'lim program, inshallah. We will read from Fazal Amal, Fazal Sadaqat, Talim al-Haq. Last year we had Wudu and Ghusl and our postures of Salat. We just tried to revise those Masail. Inshallah we will revise all those Masail so that we can improve our Salat, inshallah. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu, laka ash-shukr kulluhu, la nuhsi thana'an alayka antaka ma athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa bari wa sallim. Ya Allah, we want to become close to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to become your true servants, Ya Allah. Your obedient servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to follow you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to obey you. Ya Allah, we do not want to follow the footsteps of shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, in the month of Ramadan, the shayateen are chained, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to control our nafs. Help us to tame our nafs. Ya Allah, give us nafs mutma'inna. Ya Allah, be pleased with us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you can see how weak we are, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know how weak we are, my Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy and pity upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, help us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are desperately in need of you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are completely independent, my Allah. You don't require any person, my Allah. You don't require any assistance, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are as-samad. Ya Allah, you don't need any person, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are totally dependent upon you, my Allah. And every breath we take, we are dependent upon you, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our breath, every breath that we take in, my Allah, it must be in your obedience, my Allah. Ya Allah, take us, guide us towards halal, towards correct things, my Allah. Protect us from haram. Give us that himmah. Ya Allah, give us that strength, my Allah. Give us the courage, Ya Allah, to refrain from every single sin, my Allah. Especially the sin of zina, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us cast lustful glances at haram women, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from zina, my Allah. Protect us from riba, my Allah. Don't make us consume haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us cheat and indulge in fraud and lying and deception, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become honest traders, my Allah. Make us become honest believers, my Allah. Make us be truthful servants, my Allah. Make us from the Sadiqeen, my Allah. Make us from the Siddiqeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help the ummah. Guide the ummah. Protect the ummah. Ya Allah, send victory to your ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, help the ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, the ummah needs you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are going to great problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, throughout the four corners of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, help the ummah of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who are in famine, Ya Allah, remove the famine. Ya Allah, send, Ya Allah, rains of mercy to them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who've got no clothes, Ya Allah, clothe them, Ya Allah. Those who've got no food, Ya Allah, you feed them, my Allah. Those who've got no shelter, you provide for them shelter, my Allah. Ya Allah, those refugees who are moving from tent to tent, my Allah. Ya Allah, from country to country, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are the mercy of those people of the country where they are going to, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are walking for miles and miles. Ya Allah, our women. Ya Allah, our sisters, my Allah. Ya Allah, the izzat has been taken, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are desperately in need, my Allah. Ya Allah, children have become yateem, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many elderly. Ya Allah, people who are disabled, my Allah. People walking on crutches, my Allah. People who are wounded, my Allah. Ya Allah, change the conditions, Ya Allah. Give them better conditions, my Allah. Bless them with afiyat, my Allah. Nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. We are those weak, feeble servants. We have raised our hands. Ya Allah, we are remembering our Muslim brothers and sisters, Ya Allah, in our dua, my Allah. Accept our dua. Accept some sincere person tonight here, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all of us. Forgive the ummah. Make us come all back onto sirat mustaqeem. Guide us with the Quran in sunnah. Guide us with the Quran in sunnah, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the understanding of deen, my Allah. Give us hikmat, my Allah. Give us wisdom, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, become ours, ya Allah. You become ours, ya Allah. Make us yours, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Fulfill all our jayiz needs, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma akrimna wa la tuhinna, zidna wa la tanqusna, a'tina wa la tahrimna, athirna wa la tu'thir alayna. Allahumma ansurna wa la tansur alayna. Allahumma inna wa la tu'in alayna. Allahumma amkur lana wa la tamkur alayna. Allahumma ardina wa arda anna. Allahumma ahdina wa yasir al-hidayah lana. Allahumma aftah lana abuab rahmatik wa sahil lana abuab rizqik. Ya Allah, protect us from all shurur and fitan. Protect us from the hasad of the hasidin, from the zulam of the zalimin, from the shar of the shirir, from the fitna of the fitin. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا الله grant us ليلة القدر يا الله don't deprive any one of us يا الله give us a tawfiq to stand for lengthy hours يا الله in salat يا الله in tahajjud يا الله يا الله help us to make a lot of tilawat of the Quran make us finish many more khatams يا الله before يا الله before the new month commences يا الله Ya Allah, make us see the end of Ramadan with afiyat and good health and acceptance, my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim. Wa tub 'alayna ya Mawlana innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun. Wa salamun 'ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin.